At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
Hello.
Sir, good afternoon. This is Poonam. Yes. From Sir, you were there in the meeting yesterday. We all saw what happened at the PM speech. But what exactly is the plan now, sir?
You see, the plan is now that mapping of the district is being done, that which is the district where we should cater for number of beds, ICU and ventilators. Sources of ventilators have been identified by the government, and manufacturer also is being planned under the license. All these things, of course, may take little time, but the important point is that government hospital will be identified, and private hospitals will be asked to help by supplementing, giving the equipment. Because now the many private hospitals have less occupancy, so their ventilators will be free. So we can shift those ventilators to the government hospitals. Certain manpower also can be shifted from private to government hospital. And these hospitals will be known as COVID-19 hospitals. Then we will also have COVID centers. COVID centers will be those which will have the people. After the treatment is done, then we will shift from them from ICU, put them into the, this COVID centers, which will be generally the kind of guest houses, kind of hostels, which we'll do some makeshift arrangement to change over so that they are kept there before coming home.
Okay.
So, and the government hospital, for example, the 1500-bed hospital, Bangalore, is already under the preparation. Similarly, other places, based on the mapping, how many beds we should identify. So, the it looks like that we should be able to overcome this, because few private hospitals also have opted to be the part of this COVID. Similarly, more private hospitals will also be willing to come, and government will work up the financial package, which will be given to them.
So, sir, how many many private hospitals have been identified, and like they are already
you
part
see, so
of
far? Max and Manipal has offered one hospital of their. Similarly, we have said collectively to government that we are ready once the government says that we need so many beds. So our recommendation was that we will offer them that hospital which is nearly ready. We will not offer them a hospital which is not doing at all well, and then you will have to put all the ICU, central AC here and there. So we have said that 3 days time limit should be there, by which the hospital should make over and be ready for the COVID. So we are now waiting. You see, point is, presently, the number of people, as you have seen, which are infected, the number is which is easily manageable in the government hospitals, wherever they are. So still there is no need for private sector to pitch in.
But sir, are we testing enough?
You see, we are testing only the same formula earlier also. We are not testing the asymptomatic cases so far. You see, I tell you, yesterday the number, if I want to tell you, let me see where I note it down. They hear, number of the testing. Yeah, now 118 labs government operationalized, already operational.
Government labs.
15,000, yeah, 15,000 tests. They have capacity to do 15,000 tests per day.
Okay, but how many are we doing per day?
Yeah, that is only, I told you now, only those patients which are asymptomatic. I think that number they did not share. Just let me see. They are looking down somewhere. Let me see. So they will ask the ICMR person then now, and I'll let you know. Maybe it was 1200 if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but 15,000 capacity has been built now. So that is a positive sign.
So 15,000 only in government hospital?
Per day, yeah, capacity.
Okay.
We have in the, and 16 private NABL labs have been roped in. And total 40,000 collection center.
Okay.
You see this, because let us say Patla, Lal Path Lab, which has got so many collection centers. See that, you know, they have so many collection centers.
But sir, so, Lal Path Lab is charging 4,500 rupees, which is not fair.
Government has fixed. No, government has fixed 4,500.
Shouldn't it be free?
But who will, how many times, you know, they will do free? Suppose tomorrow you send 1,000 patients. Now, from where will they bring the money? So, this point was discussed yesterday.
What was that?
Subsidy must be considered. So, they okay, say, we will look into it. There was no ready. Because they, you see, yesterday, Prime Minister was addressing. Na?
Yes, sir.
And,
so, what did...
We were only giving our point suggestion. So, suggestions only he has noted down. And after that, 8 o'clock, he spoke to all of you. You have seen that.
Yes. So, as far as Lal Path Lab is concerned, so they will be charging 4,500. And what is the logic? Like, what is the logic behind it that 4,500 is okay and they should not?
That now, government only has fixed, not Lal Path Lab. You know, the government has fixed up 4,500 that you can charge not exceeding 4,500.
So, if somebody is tested positive, after that, the treatment would be free.
Yeah, naturally. That then it will go to the government designated hospital for treatment.
Okay, and so to those who can afford it, they can obviously go for Lal Path Lab. Is it not that the government hospitals are far more trustworthy?
I tell you, no. You see, point is, so far, nobody should go to private, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
When we have 118 government labs, they should go there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now the even sample can be collected. If you ring up the helpline number, that sample will be collected and sent to the government lab. So it is free.
Mm-hmm.
This 16 labs with the 40,000 collection centers is only, we are preparing for the worst.
And sir, as far as this third stage is concerned, have we reached there?
Yeah, we are calling it third stage. Officially, we may not call it, but it is the beginning of the third stage. But one figure which the secretary showed, that on 21st March, we had 109 new cases.
Mm-hmm.
22nd, 81. 23rd, 72. 24th, she said, only 48 cases came. Now, is it a correct number? I also wanted to check whether on 24th, that is yesterday, did we get only 48 cases new?
Yes, sir. As far as the Health Ministry website is concerned, there is that's what it shows, honestly. But, you know, again, ICMR data is different. Health Ministry data is different. We do not know which one to trust.
Because this data... If it is showing downward trend, that means lockdown, and but you know it is dicey. You know, we really do not know whether we should rely this downward trend. That if this downward trend was correct, then Prime Minister did not announce 21-day lockdown.
So, sir, but which secretary, Health Ministry secretary, she said that.
Yeah, she made the presentation after the Prime Minister spoke. She made the presentation.
So, sir, downward trend is like it could be that we are not testing enough people.
You see, as I told you, testing only those who are showing symptoms. Now, many, many people are there who do not have symptoms. This is what is our presumption.
Mm-hmm.
And we are waiting the symptoms to be shown. You know, and that is what the Prime Minister worries, that there could be hundreds or thousands of people who are with the symptoms. And these symptoms are can come out after 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, any day. You know?
So anybody could be affected post 22nd March.
People who have a good immunity, they may not show the symptoms straight away.
Okay.
Okay. But symptoms will come, even those people.
Uh-huh. So, and by symptoms, you mean any of the three symptoms, coughing, flu, or
no? No. Oh, no. Three together.
Okay. But sir, but sir, you said earlier. But you said earlier that in government hospitals,
breathing. No, no. If the breathing difficulty is there, that is the real one. That means you are a person is definitely into it.
Okay.
Normal coughing and fever is 100 and up to 100 is normal flu.
Mm-hmm.
This will make 102. COVID.
Okay. So, sir, if I am having fever today, I cannot go for the test. I need to have breathing problem.
Your doctor will, you go to fever, this flu clinic in any private hospital or government hospital.
Uh-huh.
They will treat you. They will either say you nothing to worry, take normal.
But then again, sir, I could be.
Yeah, you could be. Agreed. You could be. That's what I'm just saying.
But shouldn't the government step ahead and test all?
Increase the number of testing. Point is, if they consume all the testing kits, that is why they are not doing it. This was the explanation given yesterday also, day before yesterday also.
Are we not having enough testing kits?
No. Nobody is having. USA doesn't have.
And how many do we have?
Just let me see whether that data also was shared. You see, when they are saying 15,000 tests per day capacity they have, that means now how many actually they have will have to be ascertained from ICMR. This number, the paper I am not having here in the car it is. We will find out, ICMR, I will find out.
Okay, so they are saying 15, but they clearly said that they do not have enough testing kits.
This capacity of these labs is to do 15,000 per day.
Okay.
118 labs. So when they are saying, they must be also having the kits, but I am sure, you know, they will not have very big number. I'll just come back to you. Let me just...
Did they say that can they get it from any country, enough kits? Are they planning or talking to any country to get those kits?
That I think they are saying, we are doing all effort and you don't have to worry. That of course is a government way of saying.
Okay.
Yeah. So, sir, they are working on it. I could see seriousness, you know, very serious.
So, as far as the yesterday, as I told you, that personal protective equipment and other medical equipment, because of the lockdown, everybody is facing problem in, you know, getting raw material, labor and all that. So on that front, what they are doing?
No, personal protection equipment, large number of orders have been given, import also is being arranged. So I think the mask also, a lot of, you know, effort has gone. They are... got told also that small industries are ready to make, but you know, the labor cannot come out, so that also is being sorted out. They are showing the passes to the small industry and their labor.
Okay.
This was told by Prime Minister himself.
Okay. So, sir, so they are saying that now they are working on it to streamline the entire process, but they are not able, they wouldn't be able to import it from any country. Correct?
Yeah, because no country will give. Similarly, people are asking India to export. We have stopped that, as you know.
So, sir, but what exactly is the biggest challenge that you feel is right now?
Actually, challenge to my mind is once you identify these COVID hospitals, you have to see trained their doctors, nurses, and allied healthcare workers. Then provide them the protective PPEs. Third, of course, one point was mentioned yesterday by Nurses Association that many nurses are being driven out from the residences wherever they are staying because their societies are feeling that they are threat. So they say on one hand you are clapping for them and on the other hand you are asking them to leave the premises. And even medical college hospitals, hostels have been asked to vacate on the 4th, 5th year, final year. That Prime Minister says, I am not aware, why should it be done? In fact, the final year students are supposed to remain in the college so that they could be utilized in the emergency. The idea here is that final year students of nursing and Dr. MBBS will be given provisional certificate to work in this COVID hospital with a little bit of training. So these are all measures actually which are in the state of being readiness. Today, tomorrow, after 5 days, is it going to explode? If it is going to explode, are we ready? The whole thing is only on that, you know.
Today
we are still not in that serious situation.
But we have touched third stage.
Of course.
Yeah, and there are several cases reported about it. So, sir, next 1 week, or say 5-10 days, would be very crucial.
Actually, 31st March was the crucial. But Prime Minister thought that if we explode, you know, so then 31st March also is not good enough. That we have to establish the longer trend. So, yeah, that's why I kept 21 days. I don't know whether after 15 days, if we find situation is absolutely fine, will he relax? To my mind, he will not relax. I think he will continue. Because in China also, even after control, the control has been achieved. There are still a few cases coming up.
It's a very pertinent question that many people are confused about the fact that how long it stays on surfaces. You know, everything has been stopped. In my residence or the newspaper, everything has been stopped. But I am still not getting clear answer to whether it stays on surfaces or not.
Yeah, that one chart was given by the ministry long back, you know, right at the beginning, on paper, on fabric, on steel. You see, idea here is simple. Whichever surfaces you are touching, after that you wash. That's all. This is the only thing.
Okay, and
even if you forget to wash or are not able to wash, don't touch your face. These two things are the final thing.
Okay, but there is no clear answer to that. That's why it's better to wash every time you touch anything.
To wash. You know, that's why nowadays it is being sold. So soap is the best solution to wash. Don't wait for sanitizer. Soap is the better than sanitizer.
Okay.
Washing that 20 second with the correct protocol is the necessity.
Okay.
So these two things have to be conveyed to the pupil. Wherever you go, buy some vegetable, touch here, touch knob, anything, wash. And if you are, till you are able to wash, don't touch your face. If you can control on yourself these two steps, you are more or less safe.
And sir, can you provide a list of the hospitals who have come forward to help? And
so far, they have not asked us. They have only asked us in general, that was the old mail. Please let us know how many beds you can spare, which we have answered. Don't do that. You ask us how many beds you need, and we will, as an association, talk to our hospital, which of the hospitals are ready to allocate their complete hospital. So as I told you, so far they are not approached, but Manipal One Hospital, Max One Hospital has been offered.
Okay.
Now, let the government say, okay, please give us, we are often have gone.
And sir, any figure on how many COVID hospitals will be there across the country?
You see, we mentioned to them that 2 ICU beds per 10,000 population should be kept in reserve.
Sorry, sir, come again.
Two ICU beds
mm-hmm.
per 10,000. So let us say the population, let us say 3 crores of Delhi.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
So we said at least conservative side is keep 3,000.
Okay. And do we have enough ventilators?
Ventilator should be 50%. 3,000 ICU all may not need ventilators to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So 50%. That is our normal rule also in the critical care. No?
Sir, I read somewhere we have only 30,000 ventilators in this country.
You see, that all number is all guesswork. You see,
okay.
I tell you.
That's good.
I don't want to subscribe. No. But this number is authentic based on the research done in China. That 2.6 actually they said. We are saying, okay, let us have 2 at least. They say 2.6 ICU beds per 10,000. And in, Italy, what they did was they kept the patient, half patient were COVID, half were the normal. And in one part of the Italy, they separated out. So the other one, 40% more deaths happened where they mixed up.
Okay.
Because the normal patient, 40% of the normal patient also got infected.
Okay.
So that also we have shared with the government, that report.
So COVID hospital will comprise of ICU beds and all patients.
And
the patients are suffering from COVID, not the one who has been
only recovered. COVID patient.
Only
COVID.
Oh.
And COVID centers will be those who are quarantined or after treatment they have to be quarantined for some more time.
So they will be separated immediately.
Yes, separated.
So sir, in a city like Delhi, how many COVID hospital would be required and how many quarantine?
I have said 3,000. 3,000. You see, point is not very difficult. 3,000 you can easily just pick up the 4 hospital of the government.
Hmm.
For example, Ambedkar Hospital has got 500 beds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just pick up 4 hospitals like that. You wanted to come to the private sector, but if they want, private sector is already committed to give them 2-3. So actually, that's very easy. Delhi is very easy.
But sir, what about villages?
That's what the whole thing is. So what actually you have to do is, that's why I am saying, I have said mapping. So suppose you say Bijnor, UP.
Mm. Mm.
Do the mapping. You need, that is the population, so you need, let us say, 600 beds. And you find there are no 600 beds, government will be having small hospitals there.
Mm.
Private will be having small. So you have to pool so many hospitals together. And by the way, and then of course you have to be ready that shift patient, the transportation also protocol has to be arranged. Shift to the nearby big centers. So that is what the mapping exercises. You know, this is the recommendation I have made.
Mm-hmm. And don't you think the time is very short? We are really running out of time.
Yeah, my line was that only. My last line is this only, what you said.
And what did they say, sir?
No, they say you give us after yesterday. No? So we already sent, I already sent to them only.
So the city is like, Delhi and everything is fine, but so the pressure would be in small towns.
Yeah, Delhi is
conversion
of the hospital to COVID will be just take 1 or 2 days, that's all.
Even in hills like Himachal, Uttarakhand, in hills, it's very difficult because there the hospitals are only based in cities.
There it's very difficult. And hospitals are just 10 beds, 15 beds. That kind of small nursing homes. That's why I think we are hoping against the hope that there will be no spread there.
But there are already cases, sir, in Himachal and Uttarakhand. How bad do you think is the current situation or any? Sir, many people have asked me that is government fudging the numbers? I do not know. I can't simply say because people are just not ready to believe 400, 500 patients. So it's just being, trust factor.
You see, I do not know because their secretary specifically mentioned this point that we are very transparent and coming out so and so. But if you see the Prime Minister, this action of 21 days, that then he is either knowing that there are more cases or he is expecting more cases. Or he is trying to be overcautious. Anything is possible. So, I think in such cases, we cannot, you know, question the government policy. They are the better judge and they are the final people to face the music also. So, I think it could be. What you are saying, it could be. But difficult to say yes or no.
I just hope that the graph is downwards. Whatever secretary said is true. I hope and pray.
She showed the trend. You know, she only showed. She didn't give the downward. I only noticed it.
Yeah, but the trend is downward. But you know, I have doubts on the fact that are we testing enough. That's my concern.
No, we are not testing. I told you again and again, we are still following the same old protocol.
Requires to be changed?
You see, they admit if they get enough number of testing kits.
And when do they plan to get enough number of testing kits?
Let me see if I get this data, how many kits they have got and all that. I will share with you.
Yes, sir, that would be very helpful. And any document that you can share with me regarding yesterday's meeting, that would be really great. But testing kits number, I would like to know, sir. If they're saying 15,000 per day,
maybe they have already.
Yeah, maybe 1 month they have enough for 1 month. Because I remember in one press conference, they said that we have 1 lakh kits, which could be used per day. That's what the statement was earlier. But now it has changed.
No, capacity, you know, you can choose, but provided you have capacity, you should have so many labs, no? So with the present number of 108 labs, this is what they said.
108 labs.
108.
Yeah. Okay. So, sir, please share the number, sir. Can I use your audio, sir, for this?
118 labs.
Okay.
And 15,000 tests per day capacity, as I told you, that is correct. And 16 NABL accredited labs are being roped in private.
But they are not exhausting their entire capacity in a day. 15,000 tests aren't happening that much.
Obviously not. Yeah.
Okay. So, and sir, one important thing, sir. Now everybody is quarantined. Do they have enough facility to give a call? And, you know, many people are not able to go in isolation to the hospital.
They have enough number of all educational institutions, hospitals are available. Simple. They are just aiming to utilize university hospital into this. They have the plan B ready.
Okay. And the plan B is?
Yeah. No, that is a quarantine. They are using the plan B, not hospital, but the guest houses and hostels. And okay. Ship them to the COVID hospitals, only the serious cases.
Okay. Yeah, but when the paramilitary forces, they have also been told that if required, they can
defense hospital, ESI hospitals, PSU hospitals. Actually, the government has got enough capacity, but now we have told them because the government hospital, for example, community health center will not have ICU. Nah? So in that case, they will have to take help of private sector. And that's why they have come to us.
Well, okay. Yeah. And any document that you can share in pertaining to this, this graph would be very, you know, relieving for people to see that there is a downfall, but we do not know exactly why the downfall is.
In a way,
people will relax. I'll not show that.
I agree, sir.
Okay, sir. And any other document that you feel you can share, you just share it. Yeah, and I'll wait for the kit number, sir. Yeah, okay, sir. Thank you so much. Good day, sir.